Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
Today, we're bringing you a little bit of different conversations. Surprise! We also have another business that's not TCC.
Are you like, what? I'm so confused.
What? What's happening and why? So that's what we're going to talk about today. And we're going to talk about it in a way that is A, sharing our journey into why and why it's important to us and how it kind of blends and meshes in with our actual big full-time job of TCC, you know, why we're passionate about it. So if you don't know, if you're like, have never heard of anything before that we've shared outside of TCC, we both are like oily hippie weirdos. Hashtag Young Living Oils are the best and literally life-changing. And so when we started using them, there was a time when we both just used them just to use them because they were amazing and they helped us be healthier and they helped us make bigger and better decisions and they helped alleviate a lot of problems. And then we're like, oh, wait, there can be some money aspect of this because we chase them dollars, girl. And so it was very recently for really both of us to kind of start taking it seriously, like the business side of it. And so we're going to share how some of those strategies have helped us because either side note or just because it seems that we're in a season of also attracting other people who are in their own direct sales or MLM type businesses. And so I think it's important to call out that we do know some of this strategy and we are in it. And so we, I think, bring a unique perspective to the online business world because we've been in so many different types of businesses.
Yeah, so for a second, let's talk about what is an MLM or direct sales business. So y'all have probably heard of some of the bigger names or the older names like Tupperware or Avon or Mary Kay. They're businesses that really thrive off of having like independent small business owners who sell a product line and they all sell the same product line and they build teams to also sell that product line. But it's focused around one company's mission and the products that they have available to them. And essentially, they're building a sales force, right? Which is why they call it direct sales. But the really crazy thing is, and the thing I've realized, even just doing it for a couple of months, is that people treat it like it's a totally different type of business. But when you treat it like every other small business out there, and you focus on the core foundations and the core values and how you would go about building any other small business, it's going to not only work better, but build faster.
Well, and I think the tendency to do that is the kind of ick factor that surrounds most MLM type businesses. Like, I'm not going to go into the whole like how you make money in Young Living or what the setup is in any other types of businesses. Like, that's not what this breakdown is about. But I do love the mental shift around women, mostly women, and people making money and changing lives literally just by believing in a product because it's changed their own lives. I think that there's a new group of people who are kind of changing the landscape around how these businesses are marketed and how they are put into other people's homes and how they are helping other people. And I'm really proud of that movement that is led by some amazing amazing women out there that I have gotten the opportunity to meet and know and love on. And I think they're doing incredible things and giving amazing opportunities to other people who are in that hashtag hustle frazzled life of just wanting some extra income and just wanting to make better decisions for their families. And so I feel like with how the marketing has shifted, people are now like, okay, yeah, I'm all on board. I'm game. I also do an MLM and I have this, you know, Stella and Dot is similar. Roden and Fields, like all of those kinds that you guys have maybe heard, right? LuLaRue.
I don't even know
how you pronounce that one. LuLaRue. I don't know. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But so it's interesting to me how we are still as a community and as a whole, some of us hear those brand names or see our friends selling those things and like immediately get that ick factor. Oh, I'm going to be sold to. Oh, I'm going to be added to this group. Oh, I'm going to be doing this. But I really want to encourage you, if you've done that before, how is that any different than like our group being marketed to you or our courses being marketed to you or that latest Instagram ebook or what the frick ever, right? Like, it is just a product at the end of the day, and it's being marketed to you in a very similar way that everything else in the world is being marketed to you. So maybe check and see where that comes from.
Yeah.
That weird feeling.
So let's talk a little bit about like why Young Living and why we chose to use it for as long as we did before selling.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've been using oils, or oils have been a part of my life since I was a young wee little child. My mom is a ridiculous hippie. Like, I'm talking like puts her crystals on the sidewalk so the moon can give them new energy. Hippie. Like, it's next level stuff. And so I've been given oil of oregano and thieves and whatever ever since I was a small kid, like battling sickness and all the things. And so as I grew up, I have been raised in the household of like, pick natural when you can, and really not using like over-the-counter medications or prescriptions or whatever. And so I was battling some pretty intense hormonal migraines when we were in our bout of not understanding our infertility issues back in 2012, 2013. And so much pain to the point where I was driving to urgent care very frequently to get a shot to stop the pain because I couldn't even open my eyes and function. And I didn't like having to resort to that. And so I was bringing it up. We were actually doing a charity shoot for my cousins who were raising money for adoption. And so we were doing their adoption book. And so it was me and another photographer friend of mine, Ashley. And we were shooting out in this field and we were just talking about everything. And of course, migraines and infertility got brought up. And she was like, I have this roll on with me. Like, let me give this to you. It has some oils in it. I bet it will help your headache. Obviously it's hormonal and it's stress and it's all of these things. So it's never just one thing. That's your problem. So like really, you know, taught me to kind of like find the root of the issue and address all of those. So anyway, so she gave me the blend. And I used it and it was amazing, like literally amazing. And so I started learning everything I could about these oils and about uncovering the root of an issue. And if it's stress, where is that stress coming from? And if it's tension, where is that coming from and what's causing it? And going really, really down to the nitty gritty of uncovering my anxiety and my fears and my worry and all of that stuff. And so the roll-on literally started lessening my migraines because it was figuring out my hormone stuff, figuring out my anxiety, and figuring out my stress. Therefore, the headaches were less severe to the point where I was using it like 7 times a day, the roll-on, like on the back of my neck or on my wrist and just smelling it, to I would do it maybe once a day to like it would be multiple days. I'm like, oh, I haven't even had to use that roll-on lately. So it was just so life-changing and amazing where I wasn't having to take a medicine where the doctor warned me, don't take it if you're trying to get pregnant, which is where we were in that time of life. And so at that point, I was like, sold. Yes, these are amazing. So I did a ton of research on various companies various brands? How are these different than the ones that are in the grocery store? Like all of that stuff. And kept coming back to Young Living and their quality and their effects and their results, and bought a kit and literally never looked
back. Well, and I remember when I met you, like, I could tell you were a hippie, you know? I was pretty conservative. I mean, I was raised conservative, but it's in my blood a bit, because my grandma, she's just a little crazy. She was the one, like, painting in the garden when I was a kid. So, like, she's got that artistic kind of background, but for whatever reason, my parents specifically were pretty conservative, and we just used Tylenol and ibuprofen, and, you know, our life was normal in that way. But so when I met Emily, I was like, whoa, like, and she's even not that hippie compared to people I've met since. I remember the first time I walked into her house in Tulsa, I was like, what is that smell? And it wasn't a bad smell. It was just like so different from anything I was used to. It wasn't like a vanilla candle from Bath and Body Works. Like, it was different. Right. And at first I was like, I don't know about this. But I remember at the time we met, I was having like crazy insomnia, like not sleeping for days, and could just not shut my mind off. And I remember Emily just like every so often, like she was never pushy about it, but every so often she'd bring it up and be like, girl, you really should diffuse some stuff and like chill out. No, I'm good. And then I kept getting sick. Like I was getting like a cold or a flu or sinus infections.
God, all the time.
Like I was ear crazy. Infections. I was sick constantly. And like the fact that I was sick constantly and working from home is just ridiculous. Like if I was walking into a hospital and I was a nurse, like that would be different.
Uh-huh.
I'm sitting in my house and festering in my own germs. And so I was finally like, okay, whatever, I'll buy it. I'll buy the kit. I'll just try this. And I remember like the first night I slept through the whole night. I like called her the next day and I was like, oh my God.
What is this witchcraft?
Yeah, how can I get more of it? And so for a long time, it was like me buying a crap ton and then waiting 3 months and kind of using some stuff and then buying some more. And I didn't really have like a rhythm or a rhyme to it. And then my husband fell in love with it. And he would like ask for certain things or certain oils. And we stopped cleaning with, you know, these harsh chemicals and harsh products. We have a house cleaner come to our house every 2 weeks. And we basically were like, please don't use 409 or bleach. Can you use thieves spray instead? And, you know, I started getting sick less often and I started sleeping through the night and my stress levels got a lot more manageable. And all of a sudden I was like, I'm a believer in this stuff.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast, ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial.
It's pretty amazing over the years, because I think I bought my kit in 2014.
Yeah, and I think I got mine in like 15. I think so.
15? Late 15? Yeah. I know some people are just like so overwhelmed. Like they have the desire to do better and be better. But when so many things are thrown at us, like, oh, there's an oil for that. Oh, I'm paleo. Oh, like drink these shakes. Like it's just this stuff all the time. And not knowing which one is right, mm-hmm. which one is the best, mm-hmm. which one is for us. And so I've been really pleased that Young Living has continued to work for me in all the various ways. And I learn something new almost every day about mm-hmm. what an oil can do or what, you know, what ailment I can fix. But it's also not just about oils. So there's also vitamins and supplements and now an entire beauty line, like makeup and skincare. That's phenomenal. And so what I think is really cool is that if you just want to pick one, and if that one happens to be Young Living, you can literally start to change almost mm-hmm. every single aspect of your life just with one company. So you're not having to take on all of these different brands and have a membership here and order from here and buy this stuff over there. It's all under one roof. And I think that's pretty awesome.
I definitely remember, you know, going through a phase of I wanted to simplify. And I think a lot of it came back from you introduced me to this app called Think Dirty. And so I was like, what yeah. is this thing? And you're like, just scan stuff like
it sounds
scan stuff around your house and it's going to tell you if the ingredients uh-huh. are safe or harmful or what you need to look out for.
Uh-huh. It gives you like a level 1 to 10, 0 or 1 being green, so good, and 10 being super toxic.
Yeah, so no I remember oil. Scanning my body wash I had been using for like 2 years and like using it every day. Mm-hmm. And I scanned it, and I think it came back mm-hmm. a 9 or a 10. It was like bright red, and mm-hmm. like on it, it said carcinogens. And immediately I kind of freaked out. And so mm-hmm. I was like, okay, this isn't real. Like this can't be a thing. And so then yeah. I researched more about it, not on the app, but like Googling and like trying to find stuff. And I found a lawsuit where a woman was suing the company for ovarian cancer. And I just lost it because, you know, as someone who has watched so many family members battle with different diseases over time. And then my grandma, she had three types of cancer before she died: thyroid, lung, and breast cancer. And so, like, the thought that this product I was using every day could cause cancer in my body was like, I was devastated.
Yeah. You know, it's so frustrating. And this is a whole nother episode or coffee chat in and of itself, but it's very disappointing how amazing marketers' bad things are. And this whole capitalizing on the whole organic and natural buzzword marketing concepts. And whether it be oils, Young Living, another brand, I don't care. The only message of this entire episode is
100%.
Do your freaking research. That's all I'm asking of you to do. I think we are so easily sold and we trust so many companies with our health, with our baby's health, with our lives, literally, and the ability to live them to the fullest. We give that power to so many other people, and we forget that at the end of the day, it's up to us. And we forget that at the end of the day, it's our responsibility. And we can either house a literal house of toxicity, or we can choose not to. And it might be harder to not do that. It's super easy to just walk through the mall or walk through Target or walk through wherever and like be sold these beautiful packaging and these ideas and these concepts.
Oh, like, me too.
I want so much of it.
I'm constantly being sold. I was looking at stuff last night and I was like, why? Mm-hmm. I'm being sucked in by the marketing and the gold cap and like the beautiful design. And it's like, why? Like, I need...
But what purpose is that serving me? And so I just encourage you, and that's what this, that's why we share this with you. That's why this, that is exactly what this journey did for us and our families of, okay, if it helped me avoid that prescription that was that dangerous to a potential fetus for me, what else can it help in my life? What can it replace in my day to day that can make it better? And what I found is that, because some people think, okay, well, this lifestyle is like super expensive, right? You're constantly ordering from Young Living. You're constantly getting these things. I cannot tell you how much money I've saved by, I literally have not visited the health and beauty department of Target in 2 or 3 years. So think of all the things when you're browsing those aisles for like a new shampoo or a new concealer or a new mascara that you also pick up while you're there. Yeah, I haven't done that in over 3 years. The health and like the cleaning aisle, all of the new gadgets, we've stuck with our same like 3 items that we use in our house to clean our entire house in 2 years.
Well, and you know what's insane is like, I can't remember why we had to walk down that aisle, but I think my husband like cut through the store and he's like, oh, we'll just go down this aisle to get somewhere else. And it smells so bad. And I remember my eyes started watering and I was like, when your body is not used to that stuff because you've taken it away, all of a sudden you're so much more aware of how terrible it is. Like even just the air quality in that aisle is terrible.
Well, and I like, seriously, solidarity and no judgment. I used to stock up Bath and Body had their annual sale of their like
100%
buy 5 get 3 free or whatever, and their new fall line of candles. I had an entire cupboard, like a corner cabinet that was built into our old house. If you, the whole like half of the bottom had built-in shelves covered in candles, all of them, candles everywhere. And if you start to like look into what's in those candles, and the big thing is fragrance perfume. And I want you guys to research this. Fragrance perfume is the only industry in the world, all over the United States, that does not have to say what is inside that perfume or fragrance, what makes up that fragrance, because to them, that's their like copyright. Like if I told you what was in it, that's basically saying how this thing is made. So that's how they've been able to get away from that. So let that sink in for a second. You're smelling a built up of fragrance and you don't know what's inside that to make it smell like that. And you're taking that into your lungs,
yeah.
your skin.
Well, and your just clothes. To give you some ideas, like I can't remember the exact number. I've looked this up before, but the amount of chemicals, like additives that are on the US can't sell these. Like I think there's less than 50. If you go into Europe, that list is over 700. Mm-hmm. I think it might even be into the thousands by now that have been outlawed in those countries, like literally not allowed. So our country's capitalizing on those things because they make things, they preserve mm-hmm. things. Mm-hmm. They make them have a longer shelf life. Generally, that's the reason they're in the products in the first place. But imagine mm-hmm. if you looked up something and you're like, that's formaldehyde. Like that's, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. some crazy chemical that I use to like break down grease on my driveway and it's in my skincare.
Research, guys, research and question.
Yeah.
Question everything we're telling you now and question everything you're being sold to every single day. And I didn't mean for this episode to turn into like this, like, no, I feel like I know. It's turning into a conspiracy episode. So like, we're going to rein it back a little bit, but like, that's how passionate I am about you guys just yeah. uncovering what you're using in your house and on yourself and on your babies. That's it. I just want you to start to pay attention to it and start to question it and start
well,
to
research and the thing
it.
That kind of,
that's all
the reason I went from just a user to someone actively pursuing this business was I sat back one day and was like, I run an online business. All these people know a lot about my life. They know how I teach and how I sell and all this stuff. And I had allowed people into like every corner, but this one that was like becoming more mm-hmm. important than everything else. When I had my car accident last year, like health jumped to like the number one thing I was mm-hmm. actively pursuing, health and wellness, and not only protecting myself and working on making myself better, but making sure my home was a safe place to live. And I got, you know, halfway through the year after this accident, and I was like, I can't sit here and be quiet anymore. I can't take this in and be doing all these things that have helped me and helped my family and not tell other people how amazing they are. And so I was like, I'm just going to open up the doors. Everyone knows everything else about what I'm doing with my life. Why not share this piece that is so crucially important?
What did that lead to?
Well, it led to starting, you know, a team. And so I really started actively like reaching out to people and friends and family. And I was like, you know, this is really important to me. And I started posting about it on social media in the same way. Like it was like flashbacks of when I started TCC mm-hmm. and like, you know, starting with a very small audience on Instagram and like trying to just go through the motions again. And it felt like a rebirth a little bit. Like I'm doing this all over again and I'm starting from zero. Like I have $0 mm-hmm. coming in from this and I want to make money from it. So the first month I made $150. Mm-hmm. Like, and then the second month I made $420.
Woohoo!
And like the cool mm-hmm. thing is like this team I'm building, Emily and I'm on Emily's team. I'm below her mom. But the team we're on is literally the largest team in the whole business. And it's the fastest mm-hmm. growing team in the whole business. And I feel like they're really making change and making waves and making an impact in people's lives. Mm-hmm. And so kind of unlocking these doors to other people and other mentors and accessing them and like coming from a place of like a total newbie about it. Like, even though I knew a lot about the product, like yeah. I had done the research and been using it, but like, this was a totally new way, you know, and the team started building mm-hmm. and it was really exciting. It was kind of weird because there was a little bit of crossover. Like these were, a lot of them were people that had previously been our students and they had you know, gotten to know us a little more personally and seen that this was a part of our lives and was like, heck yes, I want to be on board with you. And so the cool thing is now I've been able to mentor them on like a really personal level on saying, you know, because they want to build the business too. And being able to have that individual conversation of like, these are the steps you should be taking. And almost back going back to the coaching side of what TCC was kind of in the very infancy.
Well, I think it's cool because it unlocks a different type and different level of income for us and opportunity. So at TCC, we're all about that passive income. Like, build up those courses, get those funnels, get those people coming in, do some work right now that you don't have to keep working so hard for, but knowing money is coming in. But what something like this does is creates residual income. So what's the difference?
So passive income is the thought that you do something once and you don't have to touch it again. So you build a digital product or you build a course or whatever. And it's kind of intangible in a lot of ways. Someone pays for it and you can have someone else come in and pay for it. And you don't have to do the work again. Like, you've done the time investment one time and it's done. Residual income is building a way where you're creating reoccurring revenue. And it can be the same way where you only have to do the work once. That's the same, but it's reoccurring. So like passive, you may get $29 like 2,000 times, but that has to be 2,000 different people. With residual income, you build it and then you educate. And because you're educating, people start buying over and over and over and over again. And you can create sustainability on that and it just builds. So like you can, like I said, I went from 150 to 420 and my check this month will be even bigger than the last one. And because of the way it's built, like that's not really going away. As long as I continue fostering these people, I will continue to make at least that much every month.
Yeah. I think that's pretty incredible. And I think it works seamlessly with our message here at TCC. If we want to encourage you to do big, amazing things and then support you in your journey to make that even bigger and better. And like, that's literally seen in how Young Living works, where if I give you the proper tools and if I support you and provide an amazing space for you, you're going to go do big, amazing things. And then it supports everyone on this team.
Yeah. Because if I support someone below me, like if they're successful, I'm more successful.
Mm-hmm. Which makes my mom more successful, which makes me more successful.
Exactly.
Like it's just this beautiful circle of friendship.
I know.
Of successful friends.
Yeah. Emily can be like having tea or coffee and I can be
tea.
I don't know why I said tea. Whatever. I was just imagining you sipping from like a little teacup on like it. I don't know. She's sipping from a coffee cup.
Like a little lady.
No, her coffee cup is like giant, guys.
It is giant.
She can be sipping her coffee and I can be selling something over here. And then she gets an email saying she made money.
Yeah, exactly. It's like profit sharing, honestly. Like if we had all of our students, like, we'll help you succeed, and then you give us 8% back of everything you earn. Like, it would be the same thing.
Well, and that's funny you say that, because I know companies that do that.
Yep. Like, we actually chatted with some people about that, and I was kind of like, wait, what?
Yeah, they're like, I help you build this, and then you get a profit sharing. Uh-huh. So it's the same concept. I think a lot of people would be like, okay, TCC is like going fantastic.
Why would you do this?
Why would you add more on top of that? Well, the first part was I literally just felt called to. Like, I felt like I had to share it.
Yeah.
And the nice thing is it doesn't have to be crazy huge because I don't need the income necessarily. Right. But if y'all know me at all, I'm a little bit determined and I like a challenge. Mm-hmm. So I see the potential and, you know, I've seen many women who went in there doing it themselves and then a couple years down the road, their husband quit and they're helping them run their business from home and they're able to build their dream house. And
well, and to be totally honest, like I think it served two really good purposes for you and continues to serve these purposes for you. It's a nice creative outlet. So it's not TCC stuff. You could make a graphic, you could make a recipe, you could do a photo, you could share whatever you want. You have your own Instagram for it, you know, like your own, it's on your personal profile or that Instagram. And it's just sharing how you want to do it instead of the voice of TCC, which is something we've both been craving. But it also like is going to absolutely potentially check the box of your husband wants to quit, but what is he going to be doing? And it might be this, it might be some aspect of this, if you build it and if it's growing and he 100% has your back and is 100% supporting you in this journey, which is also something that you need and love to have.
Yeah.
And has been hard to kind of get in the past. And so it's just been one of those things where it checks, I feel like, a lot of boxes for you. So why wouldn't you put some energy into that?
Yeah, he's so excited about it. It's so funny because, you know, if you look in this community and generally in Young Living, like it's still ran by mass majority women. For sure. But, you know, if you look at his background, he's a landscape architect. His passion, he should have gone into horticulture, not landscape architecture, because his passion is plants. And if your passion is plants, essential oils like only make sense because they're literally plants. They're literally living things that do amazing things for you. And so he loves learning about all of the different plants and all of their different properties that can help you challenge all these different things. We've even talked about like starting our own organic soap company and using the essential oils as part of that. So it's funny because I don't necessarily talk about it, but like Emily and I talk about it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's there and it's awesome. And we're loving the people who are hanging out in, spoiler alert, we have a group for it. And it's tiny. And it's one of those things, like, I know you keep saying, like, it reminds me of the beginning stages of TCC, but it does so much where it's one of those things where I'm like, I don't care about the number because I'm just seeing what it's going to be and seeing how this is going to evolve and change. And I'm just like letting it kind of do its thing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So like, if any of this rang a bell for you, or if you're like, tell me more. Like, right. I want to know more. How can I get in on this?
Or just ask questions and just like, do the research and share what you're learning and your own experiences. Like,
if you're doing it in a slightly different way and like focusing on health or nutrition, like, I want to hear about all of this because that is a huge passion of mine. Like, simple living, minimalism, nutrition, essential oils, all of it. Like, come join our group. So you can go to fb.com/groups/chatsimplyhome. There's no dashes. There's no capitals. It's just facebook.com/groups/chatsimplyhome. And you can join. It doesn't cost anything to join the group. We can chat it up. If you have questions, I will be there. Emily will be there to help answer them.
Yeah.
And if you're like
a chill hippie environment.
Yeah, for sure. So we're here for you. We're excited that this is happening.
Yeah.
And if you want to ask more questions, feel free to dive into the group and ask.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy to customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics. We make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. really love the show, it would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.